It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Forget Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you, and good evening from Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. I'm Larry Spence, along with Katie Spence tonight.
I'm back again.
Katie is filling in for Dad tonight as we are getting set to do an SCA basketball game on the ladies' side of the ledger. We have not done many of those this year, but this was our second scheduled, and we'll, of course, be doing district play for the girls as well. But tonight, the Lady Bears, it's senior night here at Mumford Gym, and Katie, the honor was for six girls from Willow Springs.
That, we'll be losing a lot of good players that have been in this program for a very long time. Yeah. All of them have.
Yeah, they've started when they were just first graders.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them said that. And so, it's pretty pretty amazing to have a team of this with this many seniors.
It really is.
It really is. Six seniors. And they're all contributors, but of course there's an outstanding one among the group, and Chloe Jones, who will be going on to play basketball beyond Willow Springs.
Yeah, at Evangel, she signed on there.
Going to play basketball at Evangel, and knowing Chloe's personality and how she approaches her life, I would expect that she will do well.
Yes.
Yep. So anyway, it's this senior night. They've honored the seniors already. And to recap who those seniors are, Katie, have you got that down? Or
yeah, we've got Sophie Jackson, Cindy Stewart, Zoe Johnson, Paisley Crudgington, Chloe Jones, and Emma Grogan.
Group of six tonight. So tomorrow night we'll be on broadcast as well here in the same location, playing the same team, the Bulldogs. And that will be senior night for the boys. We don't have quite as many senior boys, but I think tomorrow night they honor cheerleaders and a few other things like that. But tonight it was strictly all about the girls, and they deserved it. They came out and were with their parents and recognized the teachers who made the
That's always
fun.
A cool time when you get to kind of give back to the teachers that have helped them so much throughout the years, and I think that's just a really cool thing that they get to do.
Yeah, it is, and I can't help but notice that a lot of the same teachers are the big influencers.
And so
Mr. Knapp was there.
Yeah,
and
Mr. Wickens.
They're always two, and there are others too, but. Anyway, it's always an interesting thing for the seniors to recognize that educator that has made a big difference in their life here at Willow Springs High School. Tonight, the Bears take on the Kabul Lady Dogs, and you were looking up the records, Katie, before game time, and Lady Dogs are what?
They are 7-16 on the season. They've got wins over teams like Koshkonong. They beat Mansfield twice and Plato. The Lady Bears have a record of 18-5. That's a really good record for our girls' team. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
The last game they played, a nail-biting game against Mountain Grove, but they managed to pull out with a buzzer beater in overtime. So we've had a great girls' season this year, and I think it'll be a good senior night, hopefully.
Hopefully it will. Yeah, hopefully we'll get the Lady Dogs from Kabul, and we're just about ready for that. I think we will have a national anthem action. We'll be sending it back there in just momentarily, and then we'll have the starting lineups and the play-by-play of tonight's game between the Kabul Lady Bulldogs and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Lady Bears looking for win number 19. We're going to send it back to the studios for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back for the play-by-play of tonight's game. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back. We have Chris Wagner down there with the microphone, and he's going to give us the introduction of all of the players tonight. I understand since it is senior night. So here we go. I think first with the Kabul Bulldogs.
A sophomore, number 30, Freya Shelton. A sophomore, number 32, Lindsay Huey. And a junior, number 45, Catherine Stewart. Next, introducing the non-starters for the Full Strength Lady Bears. A 5'6 superstar, number 11, Allie Adams. A 5'7 freshman guard, number 13, Haley McKee. A 5'7 freshman guard, number 15, Avery Foster. A 5'3 freshman guard, number 24, Haley Polly. A 5'6 freshman forward, number 25, Jordan Holt. A 5'10 freshman forward, number 30, Charlotte Macker. A 5'9 junior forward, number 31, Brianna Gaffney. A 6'8 junior forward, number 32, Alexis Smith. And a 5'5 junior forward, number 33, Zoe Johnson. And now the starting lineup for the Kabul Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs.
Lady Bears, a 6'1 senior forward, number 10, Haley Reddington.
right, there you go with the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, as only Chris Wagner can do it. And we're set to get the game underway. Tip will be from the center court, of course, and it's controlled by the Lady Bear. Zoe takes a shot right off the bat and misses it. Rebound Kabul, and here we go, back the other way. The Bulldogs setting it up, running it around the horn, going inside, ball tipped loose, got back as they work it around the perimeter. Lady Bears look like they're in the zone defense. They go in the middle, and the shot is up and good by Kabul. Number 22, I believe, was the one. Atkins with the basket. Jones back the other way. Quickly goes underneath to Zoe Johnson, who missed the shot. And the rebound, Kabul. Kabul up 2-0 and got the ball back in the forecourt. Steal by Chloe Jones, but it goes out of bounds. She didn't quite convert on the steal. But
it was a good read on the pass.
She did tip it in the backcourt. And Kabul will have to re-inbound the ball, and they do so at midcourt. Smith in the backcourt for Kabul. And again, the ball is tipped loose. Smith, they're traveling in the lane, puts up the shot, in and out, no good. Rebound, Lady Bears. Crutchington to Emma Grogan. Back to go the other way. Quickly underneath, shot is up and no good, but there is a foul
call.
See who that foul is on.
22. Atkins, that's her first.
Atkins with the foul. Putting Sophie Jackson at the line, shooting two. Sophie's first one is good. That's the first point of the night for the Lady Bear. And they'll try to tie it up. Sophie will with her second shot. Up and good.
Rolled around the ring for a while there.
So we're tied at 2-2, 6:44 left to go first quarter. Smith brings it down the floor. Crosses the timeline, sets up the offense for the Bulldogs. Looking inside, she goes inside.
To Atkins.
Atkins is looking to make a play in there.
3 seconds in the lane.
She spent too long in the lane. Yeah, violation and a turnover on the Lady Dog.
Not a call you see very often.
Not anymore.
No.
You don't. Jones breaks the timeline, gets it down to Jackson. And the baseline, the shot is
traveled.
Ooh, a violation on the Lady Bears.
Sydney Stewart took one extra step down there and trying to make a pass off.
She was working the baseline. Back the other way, the Bulldogs cross the timeline, set it up, and work it around the perimeter. Going wild shot. I guess it was a shot.
Oh.
And the Lady Bears got the rebound, but lose it out of bounds on the far side of the ESPN side.
It's a pass. It just kind of got stuck under Chloe's feet, I think. I think it was trying to be a bounce pass, but
yeah.
it didn't work. No. That's the second turnover for the Bears.
2-2, we're tied. Inside they go to Atkins. Now Smith from the other end shoots and misses. Rebound, Lady Bear. Here comes Jones. Fast break down the floor, and the Bears pull it out. Jackson with the ball. Jackson cross-court pass. There's Rogan with a shot. She missed
no
it.
Good.
Rebound, Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs bring it down the floor. Once again, we're tied 2-2. Slow start to this one. 5:28 left to go in the first quarter. Inside they go. And the shot is up and missed by the Lady Dogs. Rebound, Lady Bear. Jones quickly down the floor. Penetrates and scores. Just right down the lane, a little hook teardrop shot went up and in. Lady Bears lead for the first time. Kabul brings it back the other way. And work it around the outside, just passing it back and forth. Looking inside, that seems to be where they want to go.
They want to go into Atkins there. She's got all their height.
They're still on the outside, looking inside. And the ball is tipped that way, saved by the Lady Bears, but saved right to Kabul.
And Atkins
got the basket, makes it tied at 4-4. Jones crosses the timeline. She goes in the middle. Underneath they go to Crutches. Puts it up and in. And
timeout called by the Lady Bulldogs.
All right, we'll take a time in, 30 seconds. You're listening to Willow Springs Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Keeley. All right, 4:24 left to go in the first quarter. Still trying to figure out the names of the Lady Bulldogs. And I think we're about to get there, Katie. 6-4, Lady Bears lead. Kabul took the timeout. And 4:24 left in the first quarter. About halfway through, Coach... Or Kabul is giving them some instruction. So the Lady Bulldogs are back out on the floor. They've got the ball length of the floor to go. Overby brings it down the floor. And the shot is up and no good by the Bulldogs. Rebound Lady Bears. Chloe Jones pulls it down. Fast break to the other end all the way to the basket.
Tried to throw it up, but a foul is called. Overby.
Overby committing the foul.
That's her first, and Chloe Jones will go to the line shooting two.
First one is good. She get a second one.
Alexa Sigmund checks in, and then Grogan goes out.
A normal starter is Grogan, Alexa,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Alexa. Second shot is no good. Rebound fought for. Lady Bears come away with it and then lose it out of bounds, or almost did lose it out of bounds. So Kabul will inbound. Length of the floor to go. Jackson fought for the rebound, couldn't come up with it. Overby brings it down the floor for the Lady Bulldogs. Goes on the right wing. They try to go inside. Ball is loose. Scramble for it on the floor.
Smith has control of it for the Bulldogs.
She's in there now. She played a lot of the JV game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she did.
Overby.
That's probably why they only played two quarters of JV.
Yeah. Overby lost the ball, got it back, goes inside.
To Atkins. She tries to.
Atkins walked. Yeah. Couldn't hardly see. We
no.
were blocked by the official, but... I saw her go down on one knee, so that pretty well indicated she was walking. 7-4, Lady Bear lead. Lady Bear's with the ball, and Jones brings it down the floor. Stewart's on her left and gets the pass. Stewart goes back top of the key, inside to Lexington.
Back out to Bridgington.
And now over to Stewart, who takes a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound, Lady Bear's no good. Another rebound, put it up and in. Finally, on the third offensive try, Lady Bears get the basket, 9-4. Overby down the floor with the basketball. Goes to the right side, ball is tipped out of bounds off the Lady Bears. It'll stay with Kabul. 9-4 our score with 2:47 left to go. Smith goes out of the ball game for the Bulldogs. Back top to Overby, inside to Atkins. Shot is partially blocked. Lady Bears come away with it. Jones crossed the midcourt stripe. Takes a shot from outside. Good. Two-pointer, but close to the three-point line. Makes it 11-4. Overby back the other way for the Bulldogs. She goes in the corner left side. They try to go inside again. They got it in there, but... shot was off the bottom of the rim of the basket.
And tied up down under.
So it's going to stay with Kabul because of the jump ball. Overby goes backcourt to inbound it. She does so, inbounds it to Atkinson, who has knocked away by Jackson. And so they'll do it all over again.
Sophie Jackson's been doing a good job underneath getting the rebounds for the Bears.
Outside shot, three ball, no good, air ball all the way. And the ball goes out of bounds off the Lady Bear. So here we go. Repeat for the third time. Kabul inbound, baseline underneath their basket. They do so, get it in there, and then it goes out of bounds off Kabul. So Lady Bear ball. Jones brings it down, crosses the timeline, tries to go underneath, and had Kabul pick it off. So they go back the other way on fast speed, and the ball is knocked loose and take another tie-up.
This time possession error will go to Willow. We will regain possession of the ball. Zoe Johnson checks in. Sophie Jackson goes out.
Senior for senior there.
Yeah.
Jones brings it down, crosses the timeline. She goes inside to Lexi. Sigmund missed the shot. Rebound. Kabul. Bulldogs. Hurry it down the floor.
Overby thought about taking the three. She
does. And missed it. Rebound, Lady Bears. Jones again down the floor.
She'll up for a three.
Spot up and hits it. A three ball makes it 14-4 and a 10-point lead for the Lady Bears. Overby crosses the timeline. Into Atkins, and her shot is blocked. But
wanted away by Lexi.
I think they're going to call Lexi for
yeah.
a foul. Going to the line is Atkins.
It'll be Sigmund's first foul and only the first team foul. For the Bears.
That's a good thing. Shot by Atkins is no good. Off the back of the rim. She'll get another one.
Smith checks in for Schmedicke.
Schmedicke just has one name. I noticed that. Did you notice that? That's all there is.
No, really.
For her in the program.
Oh, it like split up. It's Emma Schmedicke.
Okay.
It like split. That's weird.
It's strange. Anyway. She missed the second one, too. Rebound, Lady Bears, and here we go back the other way. Lady Bears in the forecourt, working it around the perimeter. Paisley inside to Zoe Johnson. Ball tip over to Jones, who shoots, misses. Rebound,
Crutchington.
Now here's a long ball in and out by the Bears. No good, but an offensive board. Put back.
By Sigmund.
Sigmund makes it 16-4, Lady Bears. Overby back the other way to Smith. No, that's not Smith.
That's Overby.
Overby.
For three, no good.
And rebound.
Rebound, Lexi.
Sigmund with the rebound. Jones back the other way. Behind the back dribble. Passes to the wing. Three ball is up. It is boom.
No good.
Good. Rebound.
Stewart.
Rebound.
Sigmund puts it up.
In between, Grudgington had her offensive
yeah.
board. She missed the shot, but then Sigmund put it down, and it's 18-4.
We have a lot of height on our team.
We do.
And we use that to our advantage a lot.
It's and it's pretty evident in the game
yeah.
like this.
I'm going to take a long three.
So we end the first quarter of play with a score, Lady Bears 18, Lady Bulldogs 4. We'll be back for second quarter action in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter about to get underway here at Mumford Gym on senior night for the Lady Bear basketball team. Lady Bears leading at 18-4 after one. Kabua will have the ball. Lail inbound midcourt. Teely inbound.
And Moore walks it down the court.
So here we go. Kabul in the forecourt, working around the perimeter. Moore and
Schmedeke.
Schmedeke.
Oh. Now Overby's going to drive into the paint, lays it up, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds off Willow's foot, looks like. And Kabul will re-inbound.
Bound play is right to Chloe Jones. She telegraphed the pass. Fast break down the floor. Lady Bears put it up, miss it. Rebound, fought for underneath the basket.
Yep, ball.
Blocked by the official. So I think the Bears will maintain possession. Inbound play. Put it up and in. Lexi Sigmund.
And the foul, and one.
She gets an and one on this one. She was fouled by Smith.
Her first. Sigmund's shot is no good.
And rebound, Lady
Sophie
Bears.
Jackson.
Out to the corner. There's
Emma Grogan for three. Got it.
She's got it. The senior makes it 23-4, Lady Bears. Healy brings it down the floor for the Lady Bulldogs. Works the left corner, works the left wing, brings it back top of the circle, tries to go inside, and shot up, and I think they're going to call a foul on
Jackson.
Sophie Jackson commits the foul, will be her first.
And Schmedeke is at the line.
Schmedeke.
Her shot is no good.
She'll get a second.
Second shot is no good.
No good. Bounced off the back of the rim. Lady Bears come up with the loose ball. Jones brings it down the floor.
Gives it to Stewart in the corner.
And back out to Grogan. Back to Stewart. Stewart will take a three. Got it! Makes it 26-4. Lady Bears are pouring it on at this point. Just underway in the second quarter. Inbound to Atkins, who lost the ball, got it at block, got it back. Tries to put up the shot underneath, but battle for it goes out of bounds. The Bear ball belongs to the Lady Bears. A couple of substitutions for the Lady Bears.
Paisley Crudgington and Zoe Johnson will come back in for Sigmund and Jackson.
Okay. Jones crosses the timeline. Out front, inside, and underneath, and the ball is taken away by Kabul. Ball intended for Zoe Johnson. She just couldn't pick that up. Kabul works it around the perimeter.
Got it.
Up and in. Makes it 26-6. Lady Bears with the lead.
5:50 left to go in the second quarter.
Zoe Jones with a shot. Nothing but net. And it's a three ball, makes it 29-6. Fun to watch these Lady Bears have been the last few years, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Healy with the ball, trying to go inside, tipped out of bounds by the Lady Bears. It will stay with Kabul. A lot of inbound plays by Kabul underneath the basket.
Healy will inbound.
She tries to, and again, Chloe.
Same thing that happened last time.
Very same thing. Fast break down the floor. Good ball movement, but good play by Kabul.
Atkins.
To sneak in there and prevent the easy layup.
But she stepped out of bounds and she had the ball. So Willow will inbound this time.
Out front, shot is up, and no
good. No good by Stewart. She gets her own rebound.
Rebound puts it up and no good. And rebound.
Crudgington
put it up, no good. Rebound. Bulldogs bring it down the floor, all the way to the basket. It goes
knocked
over
out
me,
of bounds by Chloe Jones.
The ball was just knocked out of bounds again. So, again, we'll have that inbounding play underneath the basket, which we have seen a lot of. They try to go out front. A long arm to the Lady Bears prevent it. And they get the turnover. Jones all the way. Passes at the last minute to the basket.
Good pass.
It was.
By Jones.
Good ball movement, by the way.
It was, yeah.
31-6. Keeley brings it down. Four goes to Overby, inside to Atkins, and a shot is up and in. Easy. It looked like that time for the Bulldogs as they make it 31-8. Jones back the other way. Ball tipped and stolen by Overby. Oh, Kabul. Back out front to Keeley. And inside, now back out front. They like to work it inside to Atkins if they can, but they have a stolen pass.
They threw it right to Sydney Stewart, and now Chloe Jones will take a three, no good.
Rebound, Sigmund.
Crudgington.
She went down with the ball. They'll call a travel on her, I think.
Yeah.
So it will be Kabul ball with 4 minutes, 9 seconds left to go.
Kayleen McKee checks in for Emma Grogan, the freshman.
Okay. They go underneath and
Zoe Johnson.
Zoe Johnson to pick off the pass. Good read by Johnson that time. Jones back the other way. Out front to Crudgington. To Stewart, cross-court pass to Jones. There's the shot. It is no good. Rebound Kabul. Atkins with the rebound. 31-8 is our score.
3:30 left to go in the second quarter.
Three ball by Kabul is no good.
Rebound Willow.
Lady Bears. Jones has it tipped away, gets it back. Smith giving her a hard time. She goes underneath. The ball is shot, no good. Rebound by the Bears. Put it up,
no good.
Ball is out of bounds, I guess.
Off Johnson, I think they're going to call it.
Okay, it's going to be cool. Yeah, we'll see how it happens.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Avery Foster checks in.
So we're getting JV girls involved here in the first half for the Lady Bears.
Overby.
They already played a half, and they did quite well.
They did, yeah.
Ball is out of bounds by Kabul. Just a bad pass by Overby. And it's another turnover on the Bulldogs. I'm keeping track of all these turnovers, right, Katie?
I am, yeah. We're up to seven.
It's important, you know. Bears try to put the ball inside. They turn it over. Smith comes back the other way. Ball is loose. Lady Bears.
Turnover again.
Foster picked that one off. Here comes the Bears back the other way. Not much half-court offense for the Lady Bears. They just shoot. Going inside there.
Crudgington lays it up and in.
Easy basket makes it 33-8. Keeley brings it down the floor. She's going inside. Atkins loose. Put it up. No
good. Rebound. Kabul
comes away with it. They go to the basket. Put it up. In and out. No good. Rebound. Crudgington for the Lady Bears. Jones back the other way into the corner.
Intended for Foster, and Foster just couldn't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds.
Turnover. Yeah.
Both teams are really turning the ball over.
They are.
Quite a bit.
They're playing a pretty loose game.
Yeah,
Not, the setup offense is not there, half-court offense.
No.
They're just looking to shoot the ball. Kabul brings it back the other way. Overby handling it. She goes inside.
To Atkins. Misses the shot, but she's fouled. And Atkins will go to the line shooting two.
See the fouls on the
Sigmund.
Lady Bears.
That's her second.
Alexa Sigmund gets number two on the night. Sigmund's shot, or rather Atkins' shot, no good.
Sophie Jackson checks in for Alexis Sigmund. 1:43 left to go in the first half.
Second shot, no good. Rebound, Kabul. They come away with it. Lady Bulldogs work it around the outside, try to go inside to Atkins. And it's
taken away by McKee. They're going to call a jump ball.
Okay.
Oh, no, they're going to call a foul.
Foul on Kabul.
On Atkins, and that's her second.
Jones brings it down the floor for the Lady Bears, crosses the timeline. She goes out front to Jackson. There's a three-ball away.
Kaylee McKee, no good.
Rebound long out to the Lady Bulldogs. You want to fast break it down the floor. Whistles blow as it goes out of bounds. And it will be
Kabul ball.
And, yeah, they'll inbound underneath their basket. The inbound play goes out front. Overby bounces the ball
off
inside.
Off the foot of Paisley Credgington. Bears pick up the ball. Jones in and one.
Reverse layup. That was pretty. She will go to the line, try to make it a three-point play. She got underneath the basket and just behind her back.
Oh, it was perfect.
Put the ball up right in the cylinder. Ball on the foul was on Atkins, her third for Kabul. Free throw is good. 36-8 is our score.
That's not good news for Kabul because Atkins has been
their
only four.
Yeah. They move it inside to Atkinson. Now back out. Three
Over
ball
the,
away.
No good.
Rebound. Credgington. Bears use their height advantage well. Jones back the other way. Gets it into the forecourt. Cross-court pass. Shot
off
is up.
Avery Foster, no good. Kaylee McKee has the rebound, no good. Rebound Paisley Credgington.
Back out to Jones. Jones goes underneath, and the shot goes. The pass goes out of bounds. Off Willow. It'll be with 25 seconds left in the half. Kabul ball. Overby brings it down the floor. Crosses the timeline. Goes in the corner. Now they go underneath.
Atkins has it and
put
good.
It up and in. She is their scoring threat. Puts Kabul in double digits, makes it 36-10. And at the buzzer, Jones with a shot, no good. So that brings us to halftime with the score of Lady Bears 36, Lady Dogs 10. We'll be back for halftime talk, and Katie will have some stats for you coming up. In 3 minutes, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Sullivan Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back. Halftime here at Mumford Gym. Senior night for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And they're enjoying their senior night, leading the Lady Dogs from Kabul 36-10 at halftime. Katie, it's been kind of a runaway from the beginning.
It has been.
Kabul got the lead 2-0, but I don't think they've led since then. So Lady Bears really have their way most of the nights. So you've got
we've been able to play some JV players and give them some experience. Because, I mean, we do have six seniors. Those girls are all going to have to step up next year. And so being able to give them some of this varsity experience early is probably really beneficial for them.
And I think Coach Cox, this being senior night, has played those six seniors a lot, too. He's kind of rotated tonight and used a lot of different players. And still, the Lady Bears have accomplished a big lead here at halftime, got a big lead going with that 36-10. So, stats.
Yeah, just some quick stats for you. Leading the scoring for the Kabul Lady Bulldogs, Jordana Atkins has 8 points out of the 10 for Kabul, and Chloe Overby has the other two. For the Lady Bears, Chloe Jones leads the scoring with 13 points. Paisley Crudgington has 6. Sydney Stewart has 6. Alexis Sigmund has 4. Emma Grogan has 3. And Sophie Jackson has 2. So we're really spreading out our scoring through a lot of people. Sometimes the story just kind of tells Chloe Jones, but tonight we have quite a few scores.
And I think they're all trying to get opportunity for each of those seniors to score. I know Emma Grogan took a couple of threes. She missed her first one, but she hit that second one and really brought the bench up because that was I think their intent was to try to get everybody on the scoring column.
Turnovers, Kabul had 10, Willow had 9. Both teams, like you said, are playing a pretty loose game. Quite a few turnovers on both sides. But the Lady Bears are out-rebounding the Lady Bulldogs 21-10.
There you go.
That's a lot of rebounds.
That's a lot of rebounds.
But a lot of missed shots, but a lot of rebounds that we're able to put back.
And when you look at the height advantage that the Lady Bears have, it's significant.
I mean, when you have two girls at least 6 foot, probably over that.
I think they listed Paisley at 6'1", and Lexi is just right there with her as far as height goes. So, lots of height, lots of advantage there for the Lady Bears, and they're taking advantage of it and having a big night. And that's good for senior nights to have a big night, and so they can enjoy this last home game of the year.
It's a bittersweet moment.
It is, I'm sure, for those senior girls. I'm sure it is. A bittersweet moment. We got competition, I guess. I've got an ESPN sign on a on a table over across the way. I think you said you thought that was probably
Pep Club theme for the night. I'm sure.
Anyway, it's quite humorous, but we've got another game coming up tomorrow night. Similar game. The opposition is the same. We just switched from the girls to the boys. The boys will be taking on with the Bulldogs, and it will be senior night for
yes.
the boys.
Yes, it will. So, and the girls have a game before the
hey,
boys do. They're playing Norwood here, so it's really not their last home game. But
it was on the schedule.
Yeah, just kind of a last-minute addition.
Yeah,
it's a little bonus game. So
Coach Cox just kind of picked up the Norwood Pirates.
So come a little early tomorrow. I think the girls' game starts at 5.
I don't know.
I think it's 5.
Okay.
I think the girls start at 5.
I'll go with that. Anyway,
but you might want to double-check.
I think Coach Cox just wanted to pick that up because it's a long time between now
That's
and the
true.
Semifinals.
Yeah.
Of the district tournament, which the Lady Bears are seeded second to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So there's only 6 teams in our district, which is, I don't know, it looks like Misha could have done a better job of getting some more teams in there to make it an 18, but boys and girls. So semifinals for the girls, I think, is Wednesday night.
That sounds right.
And that will be at Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And the semifinals for the boys will be Thursday night, and that will be at Kabul. So both the Lady Bears and the boys drew a bye in the opening round because of their seeds, and Lady Bears are second, and so are the boys. They're second to the Liberty Eagles, and so we'll have those games for you next week. But we will have tomorrow night's game for the boys. We'll not do the girls' game, but we'll do the boys' game tomorrow night for their senior night right after the Lady Bears play in Norwood.
Yeah.
So lots of basketball here to round out the season, and we are getting near the end
yeah,
of
last,
the season.
Last home game to watch two amazing players that have made their basketball history.
Right.
So
right.
you don't want to miss your last chance to see Chloe Jones and Colby James.
And they're playing on the same night.
Yeah, yeah.
In the same gym. It's the home gym, too. So, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good point. That it's your last opportunity to see those two record setters. It's very seldom that you have a girls and a boys
in the same class.
In the same
yeah.
class that are setting records. Kind of an unusual opportunity for you. But hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night. Katie and I will be right here in the same spot to do the boys' game for you. And we're just all but set for this third quarter as we are ready to go. Like Lady Bears will have the ball. Coach Beeler lets his Lady Dogs get out on the floor as they come out. Here we go. And we're underway in the third quarter.
5 seniors back out for the Lady Bears.
Stewart out here top of the circle to Jones on the right side. Back to Stewart. They're trying to go baseline. They do. Crudgington. Outside shot by Jones is good. Big 3 ball. Makes it 39-10. That's the way we start the third quarter as the Lady Dogs bring it down the floor.
Miss for 3, no good.
Off the rim, but Overby gets the rebound and puts it up and in for the Lady Dogs and makes it 39-12. Jones brings it across the timeline. Sets up the offense with Jackson on the high post. There's
in the Grogan for 3, got it.
She nailed it. 42-12, that's a 30-point advantage. You know what that means for fourth quarter. If the Lady Bears hang on, it'll be the time for the turbo clock. Anyway, we're a long way from that. Kabul in the lane, but the pass.
Keeley
out
for 3, got it.
He got it. He is just 2, Keeley.
Oh, okay.
Just a 2, so she got the deuce, and it's 42-14. In the middle. Stewart with a little 8-footer makes it 2 more points for the Lady Bears, 44-14. Up and down the floor we go. Peely on the outside goes to Overby, and then they go in the middle, and I've lost. They're blocking my view. The official is
yeah.
on there.
Adkins drove in. They're going to call a foul on Sophie Jackson for blocking. It's going to be a shooting foul. No shooting.
Second personal foul on Jackson. Kabul inbounds baseline. They try to get it underneath in the field by the Lady Bears for a moment.
Regained
Kabul
by Kabul.
Got it back. Moore with it. Goes baseline. And
foul calls again on
Atkins had the ball, and she was fouled by
Sophie Jackson again. Sophie got her third. And Sigmund will switch Jackson out.
So 6:07 left to go in third quarter. Kabul again inbounding baseline underneath the basket. The shot is up and no good, but another foul.
This time on Kabul.
It was on Kabul.
A charge called on number four.
Smith.
She'll pick up her second.
So Lady Bears get the ball back. Here we go. Coming down the floor is Jones with it. Crosses the timeline. Passes it out to Sigmund. Shot is up and no good. By Stewart. Rebound Kabul. Overby drives the lane. Good looking shot, but she missed it. And Kabul got the rebound, though. Overby got it back. And makes it 44-16.
Both teams seem to be scoring a lot more in this quarter.
That will, it seems like. Jones goes inside.
Sigmund.
Back out to Sugginson. Ball loose. Stewart picks it up. Bounce pass. And it's out of bounds.
Off Kabul.
Atkins almost with a steal there, but lost it out of bounds. So the Bears inbounded on the near side here in the forecourt. Stewart inbounds to Jones. Jones. Two people trailing her. Gets it back out to Grogan. In the corner.
Stewart in the corner for three. No good.
Rebound.
Kabul.
Overby with it. She brings it down the floor. Sets it up. There's the steal for the Lady Bears.
Sydney Stewart with
Stewart
the steal.
All the way to the basket. Puts it up and in. I think it's up and down the floor. Katie, don't you?
Yeah.
It seems like we're not
going to see back and forth.
Not
going to
see a lot of defense.
No.
Unless it's steals.
Smith for three. No good.
In and out. Rebound Lady Bears. Here comes Jones down the floor. Crossing the timeline. Gets in the corner. Out front to Stewart. Emma Grogan for three more. She's hot.
She is. Her third three of the night.
Makes it 49-16. Feely brings it down the sun, and the ball is tipped, and the Bears
right into the
away.
Hands of Alexis Sigmund.
Jones crosses the timeline. Grogan in the corner. Stewart, it's knocked away from her, but goes out of bounds off the Kabul. Johnson goes in for Crudgington. Zoe Johnson. That move for the Lady Bears. Inbound play goes to Grogan. She'll take three more. Nope, didn't get this one. Rebound Kabul.
Out to Kabul.
Smith brings it down the floor. Hey, it goes almost out of bounds. What a call.
Travel on. Stewart stole the ball from Overby, and then she traveled with it. So, double turnover there.
Okay, we're just... All right, Kabul back with the ball.
The turnover numbers just keep getting higher.
They're getting all high, aren't they? In the lane, Lady Bulldogs try to put it up. Finally do.
Missed the shot. Rebound Willow.
There was just no way for Atkins to get that shot up. Jones back the other way. Tries to go underneath. Ball is off the hands of
Sigmund.
And the Lady Bulldogs take it down the floor. The ball hits the underside of the basket. Stewart with the rebound. She comes back the other way. Goes to Grogan for three. Three more. Grogan is having a night. He's got 12, all four threes. 52-16. Boom, almost lost the ball out of bounds. Steely picks it up. Goes inside to
Atkins. And he tries to throw it up, and she's fouled on Zoe.
Stops the clock with 2:57 left to go in the third quarter. 52-16, so likely to have the turbo clock on Katie in the fourth quarter.
Atkinson's first shot is no good. the foul was on Zoe Johnson. It's her first.
Second shot up and good by Abbott. 52-17. Jones hits the ball for the Bears and brings her down the floor. She crosses the timeline. She goes inside. Oh, good. Good play by Atkins.
Atkins took it away, and then Sydney Stewart turned around and fouled her. So Cabool will have the ball.
And that's 14 fouls on the Lady Bears on this quarter.
It is.
They're in danger of putting Cabool in the bonus. Smith brings it down the floor. No, Overby brings it down the floor. They look the same. Inside play, and it's knocked away by
Sigmund.
Here come the Lady Bears the other way. Jones to the basket. Oh, missed the layup.
Sigmund has the rebound.
Sigmund goes up with the rebound to try to put it in and gets fouled. Lexi will go to the line. Shooting a couple.
Foul is on number 10, Overby. It's her second. And the second team foul for the Bulldogs.
Shot up by Sigmund and good. She will get another. Second one is no good.
Rebound Cabool.
Oh, 53-17. What's the whistle for?
Timeout.
Butch Beeler wants a timeout, I think, for the Bulldogs. So we'll take a 30-second time in here. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something, where you always get the best price and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
2:17 left to go in the third quarter. 53-17 on score. Lady Bears with the lead and the ball as we resume play. Or will Cabool have the ball?
Cabool has the ball.
Length of the floor to go. Here they go. Overby brings it across the timeline for the Bulldogs. She fakes inside. Now passes to Seeley. Back to Overby. Little half-court ball here.
Overby looking over her options.
Seeley. Moore. Inside to Atkins. Atkins. Outside. There's a three ball. Good.
By Overby.
Overby hits a three and makes it 53-20. Jones brings the ball down court for the Lady Bears.
Stewart wants a three.
No good.
Rebound, Emma Grogan.
Grogan gets it. Jones. Cross court pass.
Stewart, jump stop.
Short. Rebound, Bears on the miss. And Grogan goes inside to Sigmund.
He knocks two girls down going to the basket. And they'll get her with a charge.
It'll be the third, I think.
Yeah, she picks up her third.
Sigmund.
And the fifth team foul.
That is an offensive foul.
Okay.
So we won't shoot yet. Bulldogs with the ball. They go underneath. And the ball is loose on the floor.
She travels and is not happy about it.
Atkins was a little upset by the fact that she was on the floor trying to keep possession of the ball, and they charged her for traveling. So, Lady Bears with the ball. 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. High post is Sigmund. She has the ball, gets it back to Jones. They go in the right wing and cross the lob at cross court to Grogan. Out front to Jones, top of the key to Sigmund. There's Grogan. Grogan bounce pass to Stewart. They go underneath. Shot is up and no good.
By Johnson.
And rebound shot is up and in. Who made that? I didn't see. I'm thinking Sigmund.
Sigmund.
Yep. 56-20. Overby brings it back the other way for the Lady Dogs. She's looking to shoot a three and does. No good. Rebound, Lady Bear. Sigmund with a rebound. Gets it out to Chloe Johnson, or Chloe Jones. Jones to Stewart in the corner. Grogan working it down to 3 seconds. Grogan shoots with the buzzer. No good. That is the end of three quarters of play here in Willow Springs with the Lady Bears leading 55-20. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Final quarter underway. Turbo clock will be on as we get underway with Cabula handling the ball. Cabula trailing 55-20. Overby with the ball at midcourt. Overby tries to go inside. Ball is tipped away. Cabula got it back. Now lost it on the floor. Now pick it back up. Atkins with it out to Overby for three, and she got it.
Overby with her second three.
55-23. Stewart brings the ball up court to Emma Grogan. Back to Stewart on the wing.
There's Sophie Jackson.
Back out to Stewart. Over to Grogan. And they continue to pass the ball around. Robbins cross inside. I'm really blocked by the official. Cannot see. Grogan with the ball on the wing. Top of the key to Stewart. Back to Grogan.
Lady Bears are just...
they're just...
burning some time. Well, yep. Stewart will take a three. Got it.
Miss Stewart with the shot. Makes it 58-23. Overby will bring it back the other way. I think for the first time tonight, Jones is not in the game, Katie.
Yeah, and, you're right.
That's the fourth quarter, I guess. Anyway, Overby with the ball. Baseline shot is
no good.
Rebound to Boole. I think
foul will be
Jackson's
called.
Jackson's going to get called for her fourth personal foul.
And she does.
And it'll put Kabul at the line. Meantime, clock continues to run. Is that Moore?
Moore will be at the line. Trying to get her first points of the night.
Oh, off the front of the rim.
Schmedeke checks in for Smith.
Schmedeke. Second shot coming from Moore. That's way short, that one is. But Kabul runs down the rebound. Overby with it. And now Teely. Trying to go inside. Shot.
Blocked by Paisley Crudgington. And it will be out of bounds off the Lady Bears. Cabula will have the ball.
And the Bulldogs, as they have done quite a lot tonight, inbounding baseline underneath the basket. Inbound.
Some more.
More
no
shot.
Good.
No good. Rebound Johnson. And a foul. Or rather Jackson with the rebound.
Foul will be called on Teely. The Lady Bears will inbound. Tony Stewart brings the ball across.
To Grogan, to Stewart, and in the corner they go. Back out to Stewart at the top of the key. They tried to go underneath. Good save by Grogan. Back to Stewart. Crudgington now top. Stewart. And Grogan just threw it right to Atkins, who walked with the ball.
Another double turnover.
Yeah. Some JVers check
McKee
in.
McKee and Foster check in. Grogan and
Jackson come out for the Lady Bears. Bears with the ball, inbound to Zoe Johnson. And her ball was short. Rebound Kabul on a fast break. They try to throw it up there and get fouled. So we're already halfway through the fourth quarter. That turbo clock makes a huge
difference. It really does. Foul's going to be on Paisley Credington. That's her first.
58-23. Kabul's got to get 6 points to turn that clock off. More back at the line. No. That ball rimmed around and rimmed out. More will get a second. Second one is good. She made one. 58-24. Lady Bears. Stewart bringing the ball down the floor. Crosses the timeline and gets it to
Foster.
To get it to Foster, but
she's fouled by
Atkins.
Yes, and she'll pick up her fourth. And the second team foul for both teams now.
Paisley Crudgington comes out.
And Jordan Holsey in for the Lady Bears.
She had a pretty good offensive game in the JV.
She
contest.
Did, yeah. We'll take a three, no good. Rebound McKee.
Okay, turns it over. Lady Bulldogs on a fast break, 2-on-1. Shot is up, no good. Shot is up, no good by Kabul again. And then Halsey comes away with the rebound for the Lady Bears. Down to 2:42 left in the game, so we're not here for a very long period of time. Foster gets it inside. There's Halsey with a shot. He makes it.
Jordan Halsey goes in the book. For a varsity game.
There you go. Overby brings it down the floor, crosses the timeline, down to 2:20 left of the game. They try to go inside to Atkins. She just throws it up.
Gets fouled,
so she'll go to the line shooting two. And anytime you have a stoppage of play and the clock keeps running, it seems like it just goes really fast.
It does. Jordan Holsey will pick up her first foul.
Atkins at the line, misses the free throw.
Brianna Gaffey checking into the game.
Okay.
And Sydney Stewart comes out.
Another senior for the Lady Bears. She's the last senior out on the
floor. Zoe Johnson's still out there.
Okay, so that's right, because Zoe's right here in front of us. Second shot by is no good, and rebound.
McKee,
rather. She brings
Lexi
it down
Sigmund's
the floor.
Cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the red hair, you know.
Yeah, the hair looks similar. The gene pool is there.
It is.
Okay. Ball goes out of bounds.
Off the ball.
And so it'll be Lady Bear ball in the corner. They go inside to Johnson, who lost the ball. They tried to get her a shot.
They did.
To get her some points. Three ball outside. It's good by the Lady Bulldog. That was Overby again. 60-27.
McKee
brings it down the floor, gets it to Johnson.
Hey, hey, hey.
And the crowd goes wild. Zoe Johnson made a basket. 62-27, 45 seconds left in the game.
Overby.
No good by Overby.
Rebound Gaffey.
And
she'll give it to McKee.
JVers bring it down the floor with McKee handling the ball. Bounce pass.
Foster
almost lost it out of bounds. She's working the baseline.
Gets it to Gaffey.
Gaffey shoots in.
No good.
Rebound
Kabul.
And we've got 20 seconds left. Overby going to take a three. Boom. Nope. Missed it. Rebound. Lady Bears. Holsey with the rebound. Pass was knocked out of bounds. We got 7 seconds left. Clock keeps moving. We may inbound this ball. We may not. I don't think we're going to.
That is the ball game. Final score 62-27. Lady Bears on senior night with a big win over Kabul. We'll be back to
talk about it. In 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Mumford Gym. Post-game, after the Lady Bears on senior night handled the Kabul Bulldogs 62-27 as our final. Coach Cox is here to talk with us following the game. And, Coach, first of all, just have to say congratulations to you and the girls on a very successful campaign thus far. As you have, that's win number 19.
Win number 19. Yeah, the girls have played really well. I'm super proud of the efforts that they've been putting out. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, have a good night tomorrow in our last home game and then move into districts and keep positive things going. You know, I think we have a chance to do really well in our district if we'll stay focused and keep playing hard.
You got the number 2 seed in the district?
We're the number 2 seed, yep. We Fair's the 1 seed, and we're the 2 seed. So, and lost a tough one here to them a few weeks ago, so hopefully we get a rematch against them.
Yeah, you had the lead in that game and kind of just kind of let it get away from it. That Fair team, they like to shoot threes outside, don't they?
They do. They're a really good team. They're well coached, and, you know, they'll be tough, you know. But I definitely hope we get an opportunity at them, like to play them again.
Sure. And only 6 teams in that district, and so you get a bye and you don't play until Wednesday. So I'm guessing that's why you got that Norwood game plugged in here.
Yeah, it was during the snow we had, and it just worked out well to have it on that Friday. And it definitely gives us an opportunity to, you know, get a little bit of extra playing time before. I like that we've played well and earned a 2 seed, but I don't like having to bye in the first round of districts. Like, I really would like to play a game before we have to play in the semifinals. Like,
yeah.
So, but I mean,
and that's all the way down to Wednesday night. So yeah, it'd be a lot, big layoff.
Yep. So hopefully we'll do some good things tomorrow against a really, really good Norwood team. And it'll be good preparation for us to head into districts. So.
You know, and we, Katie and I have been talking about it on the air that tomorrow night really is a good opportunity for Bear sports fans to come out and see two record breakers on the same night in the at the home gym.
That's right.
And Chloe Jones in the first game and Kobe James in the second.
Yep.
They can see both of them. So I think that provides a good opportunity for Bear fans.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed when we have those opportunities to have boys and girls games on the same night. I think it's a good atmosphere, and hopefully it'll be a good night for the Bears and the Lady Bears.
You bet. You bet. Coach Cox, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks doing our game.
You're welcome. Coach Cox of the Willow Springs Bears and victorious tonight on senior night here with Lady Bears. Now you have to try to get that back on, Katie.
My head's a little smaller.
Yeah. Okay. Stats? That gave you a little time to get them.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
leading scorers for the Lady Bulldogs, Overby had 13, Atkins had 9, Teeley had 4, and Moore had 1 with her free throw. Leading scorers for the Willow Lady Bears, Chloe Jones had 16, Sydney Stewart had 13, Emma Grogan had 12 with those 4 big threes that she
amazing.
Had in this game.
That
yes.
Was amazing, yeah.
Alexis Sigmund had 9, Paisley Crudgington had 6, Jordan Holsey had 2, Zoe Johnson had 2, and Sophie Jackson had 2. As far as turnovers go, both teams turned the ball over quite a few times. Kabul turned it over 15, and Willow turned it over 16 times. Rebounds, the Lady Bears out-rebounded the Lady Dogs 27-20.
No bigger shot for the night than that one late in the game. But they were trying to get all the seniors to get on the scoreboard.
Yes, and they all did.
They got Zoe Johnson the basket right there at the end, so brought the house down.
Every senior scored on senior night.
That's
a good night.
That's the way it should be. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow night, Katie. Probably about the same time, should be about a 7 o'clock start for us, Jack, back at the studios. So it should be about that time, since I think the game starts at 5. I was going to ask Coach Cox to verify that, but anyway, we're assuming that it's starting at 5 with Norwood and the Lady Bears, and we're not doing that game, but we will do the follow-up game between the Bulldogs and the Bears on senior night for the boys. So hope you'll join us here in the Bumper Gym, or if not, you can hear it on the radio. And again, it is a great opportunity to see two record breakers for the school on the same night. Chloe Jones setting the record earlier in the year for the most points scored by a Lady Bear basketball player, and then Kobe James doing it later in the year for the Bears on the boys' side. So
yeah, absolutely.
Good opportunity to do that. And if not, join us here on the radio. For Katie and for Jack, back at the studios, I'm Larry Spence. You've been listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. Once again, our final score, Lady Bears 62, Kabul 27. Good night from Mumford Gym.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.